It's like the old tape recorders. You hit record and play at the same time.
Yeah, and then you can record songs off the radio.
Yeah.
Record songs off the radio.
Tape recorders.
Make a mix.
Tape recorders.
Mike's Summer Mix. Mm. 99.
Yeah.
You were making mixtapes in 99 still?
I don't know. I was trying to think what year would be proper for that.
More like 95?
Maybe.
95!
At the late end. Unless you're rich, and then you could afford a CD player.
CD recorder.
Yeah.
A CD recorder?
Yeah.
You can only do that off of computers.
Well, yeah.
There was those little nobody had those.
There was a little box.
Who had a fucking computer in 99? Oh, yeah.
Packard Bell.
Hmm. I was poor.
IBM.
Oh.
He's the richest of us.
That's true. He always has been.
Yeah.
Assholes.
You a rich motherfucker.
I make more than a NASA engineer.
Right now, yeah.
And a Border Patrol agent and
all of TSA.
Ooh, yeah, really? Are they still working?
Mm-hmm.
You get back pay, right? That's how that works?
Some do.
Some do. TSA does because there's security. If you
are a specific, federal employee, yes. But like a contractor, no.
You're fucked.
You're fucked.
But are you still working?
No.
No.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Well, you're working on anything that you've been paid for. Like you've been paid for a project, you're still liable to work on that because it's been funded already.
Right.
Otherwise, yeah, I don't think so.
Hey guys, are we gonna preemptively strike 2019 right now?
Yeah, we are.
Okay,
preemptive strike this motherfucker. Do you want to just do movies or do you want to do TV and movies?
I just want to do Hopes and Dreams.
No, I don't. My hope is Mike doesn't become a sappy little bitch.
Nope.
Oh.
I'm a sappy bitch.
Too late on that one.
Yeah. Always crying in movies like a little girl with skin knee.
Yep.
Yeah. Unlike all you guys over here.
Men. I don't cry at movies.
Men.
Well, Joe doesn't. Because he's heartless. Cody, though. Old marshmallow ass Harvin Hart motherfucker.
I don't know what you're talking
bitch
about.
Bitch ass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cody cries like a wet rag.
Yep. I don't know exactly what that means.
Neither does he.
But wet rags, you wrench them, and a lot of liquid falls from them.
Exactly.
And I'm guessing that he means your heart. Movies wrench your heart. A lot of liquids come out your face hole.
Yep.
You do cry like a wet rag. Upon further review, I agree with Joseph. The ruling stands. First down.
Wait. Is that a touchdown or a...
First down.
Field goal?
First down.
I'm confused.
Home run.
Now I'm really confused.
Slam dunk.
Oh, shit. Right through the five hole. That's a term.
It is a term.
Using a sport.
Hockey. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, top shelf.
Hockey's technically still a sport.
Not in Arizona much longer. They're going to move.
They're not going to move. They're not going to move. If they move anywhere, it's going to be like just down to Scottsdale. With the Suns.
Or Tempe.
Was it Tempe?
Tempe.
Have they finalized where they're going to put that stadium yet?
Nah. What they decided to work on is remodeling and upgrading the current stadium.
The team?
Oh, really?
Could be the team? They're going to do the team, or is it just the facilities? Because the team needs a rework.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ.
The Mad Bro?
I want them to trade Devin Booker because he's too good for Phoenix Suns. I want him to be traded.
And flourish somewhere.
Prosper. Become the proper.
Then you can look at the Suns like, this is what you could have had.
You dumb bitches.
This is what you could have had. You give him help and he does good.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's me a preventive. Wow.
God damn, look at that clam go.
Whoa.
Right?
Oh, he done escape from that starfish. He's like, right? Nah, bruh, I'm out.
Never seen them move like that.
I didn't even know they could move.
Mike's like, the waters take some places. Like nets.
They don't have, like, restaurants. I thought they were, yeah. Seafood restaurants move them. That's the only place they move them. Have you guys ever been to the Angry Crab?
Yeah. No. Where's that?
It's Litchfield? Yeah, south of the 10? It's weird. It's a dumpy looking outside area. But someone had mentioned in passing that it was really good. And I was like, that place? Oh, the place looks like a fucking shithole. But then I looked it up, and it had, like, really good reviews, and me and Jen went there, and it's really fucking good. It's all seafood stuff. You can get, you order by weight like, your steam bucket things that you get. So you can get, like, shrimp or crawfish or lobster or whatever. And then they have, like, seafood po' boys and oysters and the hot, raw oysters.
We should go there next week.
I thought you didn't like seafood.
No.
You don't like sushi?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of sushi because it's raw fish.
But oysters. Raw oysters.
Yeah,
that's on the menu. I love raw oysters.
Yeah, I had a bad experience with them one time. So.
Sushi was on the menu over at Akihana, but I still went there and had pho.
Nobody knows that.
We didn't have pho. Sorry, we didn't have ramen.
We had ramen.
That's a completely different region.
Yeah.
Get
your regions straight.
Get your regions straight, bitch.
I'm saying, just because it's on the menu doesn't mean that I'm not going to be there.
That's fair. So we'll lock that in for next week?
Okay. We need to get this started next week. Krusty Krab.
It made me think of Zach, because you know, Cody and I have issues with Vine.
Like, yes. We're
obsessed with Vine.
Yeah.
Still 15 years after they died. I came across this one for the first time, and it was the SpongeBob SquarePants opening. It's like, who lives in a pineapple? And then it stopped, and it said, under a pineapple, under a pineapple. And it just kept stacking pineapples on the house. And then the last shot is outer space, and you see the house of pineapples going out. I fucking started laughing until I cried. I'm so dumb.
Just pineapples all the way down.
Ooh, lives in a pineapple, under a pineapple, pineapple under a pineapple, pineapple, under a pineapple.
YouTube has a 10-hour long video of of crabs walking.
What?
It's literally, I thought it was like literal crabs. You go to it and it's crab, like Mr. Crab just doing his walk.
Oh, it's
10-hour loop of just that. And I was like,
I thought it was like an actual crab, like just walking around on the beach.
10 hours.
Because we were testing the computer. I was like, 10 hours. And then, the third one down was crab walking. And I was like, okay, whatever. Clicked on it. And then I was like, oh, my God, it's Mr. Krabs.
Nice.
Ridiculous. So we need to do movies? Do you want any movies and TV shows? Or how do you want to do this?
Yeah, man. Just shoot them out. We'll see. We'll give our thoughts.
Yeah, there you go.
Tentatively, we'll do first half of the year.
Just do whatever, man. Fuck.
Jesus.
Mumblefucks over here. Oh, you got me, bitch.
January.
Yeah.
Since we're in it. The first movie listed here is The Upside.
Okay.
With Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart.
Yeah. It's not going to be good.
No. It's already 55% on Rotten Tomatoes, apparently.
How'd that happen?
Probably because people have seen it. They're like, hey, this movie's terrible.
I didn't think it'd be terrible. I just thought it'd be, like, really depressing.
Yeah.
To watch.
Well, I think, like, the twist, though, is, like, Bryan Cranston's character...
can actually walk?
No, he's just a bunch of
Kevin
meth.
Kevin Hart's character is...
Just a bunch of meth?
Yeah.
I'm gonna die of meth!
Yeah. And it's blue meth, and they're like, really? And he's like, everything comes back to that! And then he dies, and Kevin Hart's all like, catch my next show. That's nice, a really shitty ending. It's
night school too.
As funny as Kevin as Kevin Hart is, he just makes some really bad movies.
It's rough.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough.
He's not known for his movies. Next up after that is Glass.
Yeah.
From M. Night Shyamalan. That's Bruce Willis, Samuel Jackson, James McAvoy, Sarah Paulson, and Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah, conflicted. That's how I feel about that.
Conflicted.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to see M. Night Shyamalan movies, but I kind of want to see that.
Don't think of it as an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Cody. That's the issue. The Village, fuck you.
The Village, fuck you. The Happening's way worse than The Village.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I bailed out before that happened.
John Leguizamo gets eaten by a lawnmower.
Sounds way better than The Village. What are you talking about?
I still haven't seen The Happening, but I heard somebody kind of like make a good point about the movie that it wasn't necessarily about plants killing people because it's really absurd. but it's about mass hysteria and people believing it so deeply
yes.
that it causes them yeah. these problems and that they end up dying.
But the problem is, if you watch the movie, all the characters who you get your information from, believe it's the plants.
But that's the exact point of it, is that you are being tied into this hysteria.
Yeah. It's a clever idea.
To believe it.
But yeah. the acting is terrible.
Okay, well, I can't help that.
I can't
argue that away.
Yeah, it's just...
That was the Marky Mark one, right?
Yeah, that was Marky Mark.
Marky Mark, Zooey Deschanel, John Leguizamo.
She was in it? Nah, I feel bad.
And she is terrible in it.
Well, everyone's terrible in M. Night Shyamalan movie. We can't blame the actors.
Bruce Willis was good.
I'm talking like after a certain point.
Good. What?
Mel Gibson was good. I'm talking like after he did his turn.
Like, after the last Airbender?
I think it was before that, right? Like after, well, I think it was like Lady in the Water, right? Would be like the...
I think that was probably what you would consider his turning point of like non-critically acclaimed movies.
Or like a twist for the sake of a twist, because I'm M. Night Shyamalan and that's what I'm known for.
Yeah, that's what I did so well, and I can't think of any better ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady in the Water is pretty terrible, too.
Nah, I never saw that one. But I tapped out after The Village.
The Happening? Ooh, Papa, that is bad news.
Then he had Last Airbender. He had that Will and Jaden Smith movie, right? AE, or After Earth AE, or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that was his movie.
Yeah, man.
And then, but was that really his movie? Like, Devil? He wrote it, or was he just directed it?
I think he wrote it.
He wrote it?
I don't think he directed it, though, did he?
I think he directed it. I thought he directed it. I don't know. Someone I know his name was on the front of that shit.
Anyway, so Glass.
Glass though.
We do plan on watching Unbreakable and Split, which I don't... Have you seen Split?
No.
None of us have seen Split yet.
So that'll be interesting to watch.
I'm also conflicted about doing that.
Why?
I don't want to watch his movies.
Why?
Because they suck now.
What do you mean now?
They suck now. M. Night Shyamalan movies suck now. Sixth Sense. And then, you know what I realized, too? I watched Sixth Sense a couple months ago.
Thought you were really talking about James McAvoy for a second.
Oh, yeah. No, he did direct Split, After Earth.
And I was like, you hate James McAvoy movies? No. What the fuck? No.
The goddamn X-Men movies. I watched The Sixth Sense a couple months ago, and it doesn't hold up very well. I think the twist not being there, like knowing it's there.
Yeah, it's the problem with like a twist like that is like,
yeah, but like,
it's like a one-time shot, though.
Book of Eli is still fun. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. That's because the action scenes are...
That's one of the best twists ever. Yeah, maybe it is because it's an action movie. But it just feels so long and boring, The Sixth Sense does. Anyway.
The cool thing about The Sixth Sense is going back and watching it and seeing all the
details. All the details. Yeah, well, it was like, you know, Book of Eli did the same thing, too, where like little things that were tipping you off that he was a, spoiler alert, blind the whole time.
What?
Have you not seen that movie?
I've seen that movie.
Okay, we're good.
He's so worried. He's like, oh, shit.
I saw that movie in between classes at ASU. Almost missed a class because of it.
Would have been worth it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That movie's rad.
All right.
Then you have Serenity. Not a sequel to Serenity. This one is about the boat. About has Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jason Clarke, and Diane Lane in it. Where like it's that one where like...
Is it Supernatural?
Yeah. Is it have a Supernatural twist to it? Yeah. We don't know.
Like the trailers could just be a straight up movie. It could be like a weird Supernatural thing going on. Like the trailers are kind of confusing on it.
I don't think I've seen a trailer for this movie.
Yeah, I think it's bizarre. Might, maybe.
Anyway.
That's that one. I didn't really have anything to say about that one.
Nah.
Because it doesn't actually look that good.
Next.
Ah.
Damn it. Get your shit together.
You get your shit together.
I don't have an iPad. Can't do it.
The female-led version of What Men Want, which is a remake of, in a way, of What Women Want.
Is that the Mel Gibson movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Helen Hunt.
So
they
this will be the reverse of it.
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Which
I don't... not even... Not even knowing that they're coming out with this movie.
Taraji P. Henson is the lead.
That's the Empire lady, right?
Yeah. Yep. Wendy McLeodon Covey. I don't know which name she goes by now. And Max Greenfield.
Yeah, Schmitty.
Schmitty's in it. It
doesn't sound like it's going to be a good movie.
Not really. No.
Did you like the What Women Want?
I didn't hate it, but
yeah. Right.
Wasn't spectacular.
Right. You know what's funny is the first thing I thought of is when that movie came out, the Mel Gibson one, Dave Chappelle did a bit on Chappelle's Show about you couldn't do a What Men Want movie because it would be too dirty all the time.
Yeah.
And so he did a sketch about it, and that's the first thing I thought of when I saw this movie. I was like, it better be fucking raunchy as shit. Like,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, it better be like, if they go like balls to the wall and be as gross as like a lot of guys are, instead of trying to make it like all cutesy and shit,
right?
It has a chance of actually being okay. It could be like a sneaky funny movie, but we'd have to wait for it to come out.
Which on I don't think it'll be
VHS for me to rent it
in full screen.
I don't like the lines.
Gross.
My 32-inch Magnavox.
Oh, Magnavox, huh?
Yeah, that's a fancy phone.
Not even a Philips, a Magnavox. Speaking of Magnavox, next up, the Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Yeah, we'll see it.
Yeah, show. Should be fun.
Trailers already look funny.
Lego movies have all been pretty good.
That they have, sir. That they have. We have Alita Battle Angel.
Nah.
Totally want to see that.
Gonna see it.
Really fucking excited about that movie.
Very optimistic that it's gonna be good.
The more that I see in that movie, the more and more I just want to see it.
She got big ass eyes and shit. She a robot and shit.
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 Metal parts and shit.
And shit.
Shit.
Wanna watch Death Rollerball?
Oh my god, dude.
Right?
I saw that new trailer coming out. I was like, fuck you. All right, let's go. Let's do it. I don't give a fuck anymore. Where's LL Cool J at?
Nah, which Paul Heyman was in that movie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Everything goes back to wrestling.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm not going to bring that one up because that movie looks terrible.
Okay.
It's Happy Death Day to you, too, or to you.
Boo!
Looks fucking so terrible. The first one looked terrible. I don't even know why they made a second. They're like, hey, this is cheap, right?
It was cheap and it made just enough money.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's it for... Oh, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, number 3, and the last of the movies.
I've not seen any of those.
They're good movies.
That's what I hear.
They're tear jerkers for show. Especially for you and I. Not so much as...
No.
Unsoggy bitch.
Nope.
Cold monster of a man.
Canadians may be polite, but they'll have feelings. They don't fucking matter.
Nope.
There's something else. Oh, the Prodigy comes out in February, too. The one with the little kid from It. One played Georgie.
What's the Prodigy about?
Chess?
Is he a chess player?
Yeah. Yeah, he's possessed by a spirit of some sort.
That plays chess?
Yeah, so it's
plays
not chess. A chess movie?
No.
It's not like, he's really good at chess. He's a prodigy. So
search for Bobby Fischer, too. Years later. March. March starts to kick it up, kids. We got...
Yeah, kids.
Yeah. We got a bunch of stuff. You got Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Okay.
We watched that.
Okay. The week after that, you have Us, new Jordan Peele movie.
That's pretty quick.
Fucking scary ass looking trailer.
Yeah, I'm not watching. You're right on the head. Like I don't even want to rewatch the trailer. Nope. Like it popped up on I think YouTube the other day. I was like, nope. I'm not even gonna rewatch the trailer.
I'll have to wait till March.
Cold as shit. I'm excited, and it's cool that it's Winston Duke too, because he was so good in Black Panther.
Well, it's Lupita Nyong'o, too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying
for... Winston Duke, for sure, yeah.
M'Baku to... I was... Like, as soon as I saw Black Panther, I was like, you know who's really good was that guy who played M'Baku. I was like, I don't know who the fuck that guy is. And it was like his second movie or something like that. So I was like, man, I really hope his next thing is like really good, because he was really good in that movie. And then like his next thing is going to be Us. So it's like, well,
there we go.
I think he's on the right track. Like,
nailed it.
People don't know it by now. Like, I have a feeling after that movie, he's going to be in very high demand for a lot of stuff.
For sure. Let's see. Dumbo is the end of the month. Oh, Captive State's that same week, too.
Which one's Captive State?
It's the one with John Goodman with the alien invasion.
Oh, yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
Much about that one, either.
Yeah.
Nope.
Want to see it, though. Want to see both those movies, really.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Shell.
There's a lot more movies than I realized coming out in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
That's 2 months, right?
Oh, that's 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, because that's end of March. April. April start.
Sorry.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, it's a cat. Jesus Christ.
Right?
I thought it was a turkey for a second.
His balls are on the shoulder. Yeah. Sphinx. April starts a... March starts it off, really, but like April really kicks in, because the first week you have Shazam, as well as you have Pet Sematary.
The Shaq movie?
Yeah. No. Yep.
That's the one. Not that movie.
The Shaq Genie?
No.
Part 2?
No.
Yep, that's the one.
I'm excited.
So you have Shazam and you have Pet Sematary. Probably not the best choice for Pet Sematary, but also like it's less kid friendly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a good idea, but like if Shazam is as big as they hope it is, like Aquaman, it's gonna be a bad time, but it's also a different crowd too. You're not aiming at the same people for those two movies for sure. The week after,
are you gonna watch Pet Sematary the original?
Yes,
just the original, or are you gonna go back and watch the sequels as well?
No, just the original, because the sequels don't have anything to do with the being made, so they shouldn't have ever been.
No,
made. No. They were terrible. Terrible.
I believe you.
Terrible movies.
There were what, three of them? I think
three of them. Yeah.
Well, three total, I should say.
John Connor's in one of them, right?
The second one, I think.
Yeah, so that's the one you should watch.
No.
Yeah, John Connor.
No.
John Connor and the bald guy from ER. Was
it? The bald guy from ER? Gross.
You know Christian Bale was in Pet Sematary?
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right after
New Year's. No, it's what's his face from Terminator 3?
Oh, fucking, yeah.
That guy. The worst John Connor for sure.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Or Doctor Who / Skynet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Joe got mad.
It's Cody's favorite doctor, though.
Yeah.
He was my least favorite doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, you said favorite.
Favorite doctor.
Oh, I see what you did there. Trying to make it sound like I liked him.
Gave you the old switcheroo.
Switcheroo. Nope. So, week after that, we have Hellboy.
Yeah.
I think it's really the only thing that week. Yeah. I mean, there's Missing Link that also comes out. It's the new Leica movie. But
new what movie?
Like the people who do like Paranorman and Kubo and the two strings.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Which really looks really funny if you haven't seen the trailer for it. But it's got Hugh Jackman and Zach Galifianakis and Zoe Saldana and Timothy Olyphant. Emma Thompson, Stephen Fry, a lot of voice actors in that one.
Damn, it's a stacked cast.
Yeah, it's fucking massive, and it's super hilarious because like it's the whole Missing Link thing. So like it's the Sasquatch, Bigfoot type thing, and at one point you see him wearing a suit, but like the fur like puffs out the cuffs and stuff. It made me laugh a lot.
All right,
Zach Galifianakis plays the Missing Link, does the voice for him.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. And then, like, you know, this little movie on the 26th called Avengers Endgame.
Part one of two.
Part two of three.
Part two of three.
Yep.
Fuckers.
Fuckers.
2.2.1.
Yeah, pretty excited about
it's
that.
It's the second part of the first part.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean. Yeah, so it's like, it's going to be, this is the second part of the first part, and then there'll be a first part to the second part, Then there'll be a second part to the second part.
Marvel's really Peter Jackson.
There's that third part to the second part. Then there's the first part of the third part. And the second part of the third part.
It just goes on and on. And we never get it ending.
Nope.
They keep just juggling fucking things around. This is how we keep the actors. Oh,
sorry.
Dang.
Hey yo.
Hey yo. So yeah, I mean, you have Avengers.
That'd be dope.
The month of April.
Yeah.
Let's
see Thanos get punched in his stupid purple face, real hard.
More than he did before.
Maybe actually killed this time.
Nah, they let him off.
I want to see Thor say, "This time I'll cut your fucking head off."
Right?
Again, yeah. I don't think he's going to use that word.
I want it to happen more than anything else.
We get one, right, Spider-Man?
They get PG-13, yeah. And they just give him one.
Yeah.
Disney would lose their fucking minds.
Everyone would love it so much.
Right?
Now, like, especially opening weekend, every theater would explode into applause.
Oh, God. Oh,
applause. I was like,
don't do that.
No, it would happen. I guarantee it would happen.
It would happen, but like I don't want
to. I hear that. So you'd hear noises.
It bothers me more and more as I get older.
Yeah, noises of excitement, like a roller coaster, like people on a roller coaster,
and like, clap, 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 and you're like,
like fat, 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 fat. let's see. The first full week or first real release of May, because it's not Ugly Dolls. Is Pokemon Detective Pikachu,
which looks hilarious. I want to see it.
Does look hilarious.
The poster was super fun to just go over for a minute, right? And get all the cool little details in it.
Let's see. We have John Wick 3 Parabellum. Is it called?
What's that mean? What's that word mean?
Bad things. I think, like.
Joe,
I can't remember.
You let us down, you smart asshole.
I did literally look it up when
you smart asshole. So messed up
when I was going through and doing the I keep wanting to say prequels, but it's not, doesn't sound right. Basically watching the ones leading up to the sequels that we're getting out this week, I did run across that and I was like, what the fuck does Parabellum mean? I looked it up. I can't remember now.
A type of semi-automatic pistol or machine gun. That's what it means. It's also a Colombian extreme metal band.
Oh, it's probably the second one then, what they're talking about.
John Wick 3 is an extreme metal band from Colombia. He's going to get his revenge.
It's just that band playing their music throughout the whole entire
They play their instruments, but they're all guns.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is. It's
made if guns. This one is a hit... to be the greatest action trilogy of all time.
For sure. Yeah,
right?
Like, if this one's even on par with the first two, it takes over.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. Stakes are so high. Don't let us down, Keanu.
Yeah, Keanu. You sack. Oh. Let's see. We got Aladdin at the end of May.
Everybody hated that picture.
Yeah, that was a lot of hate. Like, a lot of hate was floating around that picture.
I'm not a huge fan of it either.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of it, but it's also a picture. It's like, I would chill out.
I mean, you gotta remember, there's the parts in the movie where Genie wasn't always Genie.
Yeah.
He was disguised as other people, but like he was Genie looking in that picture, so I'm like...
He was Genie looking, but I think what people are taking away from it is that that's what he's going to look like the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like...
Yeah.
If you remember the original...
That's what... But that's the way I take away from it, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, you know.
That's what he's going to look like.
Because that's what they should have given us, is the look of him as Genie.
I love when the internet, like, unanimously gets mad at something all at once, and I instantly root for whatever that thing is. Like, I at this point now, just because I think it's funny, I want the Genie to look exactly like that the entire time and not transform at any moment.
Never fly around.
Never fly around. He's just walking everywhere. And the whole world gets so mad, and I'm going to laugh the entire time in the theater.
I don't know. I definitely, you know, want to see what he looks like.
I want to see a trailer. I want to see it in movement. I want to see it
in trailers and movement and whatnot. But
I mean, the teaser trailer we got was pretty cool because you got to see the cave.
Yeah.
Cave of Wonders.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to see him in action. Want to see how much they transition. I think the other hard part here is that you're going from Robin Williams to Will Smith.
Yeah.
You know, you're going from a guy who's known from just you know, here's your few lines here, just make up the fucking rest of the shit, to, you know, he's going to have more structure to it.
I think that
Will Smith isn't somebody that usually just goes off the cuff and just sits there and makes shit up as he goes along.
Yeah, but I think one animation lends to the freestyle of that a little bit better, to let a character like Robin Williams just go and do his thing. But I also think, like, Will Smith can be great, you know what I mean, in a lot of different things. So, like, I kind of want to err on the side of caution or on optimism here, because, like, he's been so good in so many things in so many different ways. It's like, I think he could pull it off. Does he? Maybe not. You know what I mean? Because it is a very weird thing. And the other thing, too, is, like, you're not going to get, at least I don't think, you're not going to get the same type of genie as we got in the first Aladdin. You can't be the quick transformation, turn into other things.
And,
you know what I mean? Like, the shticky.
That's what I was getting at.
He's not a shtick guy.
That's what I'm getting at, is what will they transition over to the live-action one? Are you going to get the introduction song, you know, that he has with Aladdin?
Yeah.
You know, that's
he's going to rap it.
Which would be totally fine as well.
He's going to rap it.
Maybe.
He's going to rap it, and then during the course of the song, he's going to transform into all the different characters that he's had in the past that have rapped for their movie. So you're going to see him be a cowboy at one point. You're going to see him be an MIB agent at one point.
And you know what? I think that would be absolutely hilarious.
That'd be great.
It'd be great.
Because also, Wild Wild West, greatest soundtrack of all time.
I no longer want to do this.
Yeah, you do.
We're not friends anymore. I hate you.
I know. You'll get over it.
The new, well, I don't want to say directed by, but the movie written by James Gunn, Brightburn, comes out that same week, too. That horror superhero sci-fi movie. Mm. It's like a weird take on if Superman was a murderous little child.
Murderous child.
And then the last of the last week is Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Yeah. So much fucking destruction in that movie.
Yeah, we ain't going to survive. Next movie is Monster Planet, because that's all it's going to be. With sprinklings of mad cannibal humans, because that's how they survived, is eating other humans.
Fair enough. As long as we get Kong versus Godzilla in there somewhere.
I just really want Kong to show up at this one, though.
Not just in, like, a painting at the end?
Yeah. Which, the way they did that in the King Kong movie, I thought was a good...
Right.
A good way to do it, with the roar. But I actually want to see King Kong at one point in this one, just to really get you fucking excited about the next one.
See how much bigger he's gotten?
That's Oreo out there.
Yeah, where he decided to walk by. He's like, what's up, fellas?
What's up? No, he was more like stalking something.
Yeah, he's going back and forth. He's got his eyes on something.
There was a hawk out front the other day.
Well, Caffer's hawk.
That hawk doesn't know what he's getting into.
Yeah, I was like, there's a hawk. I was like, Jesus. He's drinking out of a puddle. I was like, what the fucking hawk? That's crazy.
Hey, hawk.
Hey, what are you doing, hawk?
Get out of here, hawk.
Drinking out of this puddle, motherfucker. I was like, well, first off, dang, you got mouth on you. Hawk? Dang. I'm going to call you Hudson.
Oh, I see what he did there. Bruce Willis is trying his work.
Nope, can't argue that.
Nope, you cannot. It's Hudson Hawk, Die Hard.
Yep.
It's the order it goes in. Anything else is below that.
Yep, I agree.
It was Hudson Hawk, his blues album, then Die Hard.
Return of Bruno?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Okay.
He loves that shit.
Next!
Please move forward!
No, it's more like Hudson Hawk, Bruno the Kid. Return of Bruno.
I thought he was going to say like, Disney's the Kid.
Disney's the Kid.
The Kid.
Where he plays that short little fat kid. He comes back. He goes back and or goes in the future and sees himself or something.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how it works.
He's back on a plane or some nonsense.
Yeah. He wanted to be a pilot. Mikey?
Mikey?
I thought it was Look Who's Talking 3 with the dogs. I thought it was that one.
Gross.
Is that the one with Roseanne?
Yeah.
She's in the second one, I thought, too.
Yeah, also.
Yeah. That was her debut was in the second one. She's the sister. The debut. What?
Her debut.
Her debut. Her debut. June, we have, well, we have Dark Phoenix, we think, but who cares? we have The Secret Life of Pets 2. Now. The Secret Life of Pets 2.
No Louis C.K. on this one.
Nope, he's been replaced by Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen plays him.
Did you guys
him,
ever see the first one?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good, right?
The first one is really fun, yeah.
Also, I love Dana Carvey, so the fact that he was doing something, I was like, yes!
Dana Carvey's not just that guy from the commercials for Six Flags. Because he played the old man.
Did he?
Yeah, that was Dana Carvey. Originally, not like afterwards. They're like, he's going to cost us too much money, we think. Get someone else.
I didn't know it was him at all.
Like, 100% think that's just a rumor and you're wrong.
Oh, it might be.
Uh-oh. Yeah, because it looked like the old guy he was in The Master of Disguise.
Yeah, I love that movie.
So I think you're just seeing that old guy look like that and you just decided that was him.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, because I don't think that was him.
I'm pretty positive. I have no idea if it was or not. I always remember hearing it was him, so, you know.
Was it me that told you that? Because I might have been full of shit.
What did you just airdrop me? What? What is it? What?
Why it's is a really cool screen.
It is a really cool one. It's just all of a sudden it airdropped, right? And I was like, I don't know what to do. Yes, except. Yes. Did I stick a virus? What happened? Well, that was my camping picture. Yeah, Dark Phoenix comes out. Who cares? We have Men in Black International, or as the people have been calling it, MIBI, because it's MIBI.
Okay, fair enough.
As long as Thor does a rap for the
soundtrack,
it's mandatory.
It could be Tessa Thompson that does the rap. Nope. You racist?
No, I want Thor to do it.
Okay, fair enough.
Tessa Thompson, she's going deaf, so by that point, she's probably not going to be able to have her music career anymore.
She was deaf. She wasn't going deaf.
But she's going deaf.
But she is deaf.
Completely deaf, though, by the time Men in Black 2 comes out.
Wow.
Because
that's depressing.
Yeah.
Made me sad.
Or is that part of Creed not real?
Are you confusing what? Tessa Thompson for her character from Creed? Is that what you think?
Yes, that's what he's saying.
Gotcha.
That's
exactly what's happening.
Those things aren't connected.
He confused himself and asking, is she actually deaf?
Yeah.
No, I saw it in the movie. It's getting worse, and she's eventually going to be completely deaf, and her daughter now is also have that.
Okay,
but she'll be all right because Adonis has a fight coming up, and they'll make plenty of money. Cody looks like, what the fuck's happening?
Did I miss something? Was I crying too much during Creed 2?
No, I think you missed Mike stroking out.
Oh. Oh, he's stroking something, all right. his dick. Listen here, Shaft. I didn't realize that was actually coming out that quickly, but...
Yeah. I ran across it, too.
It was like a legacy of Shaft, isn't it? Something weird like that.
It's just called Shaft.
And then the next day you guys tweeted, or you texted that picture of the... I didn't realize it was going to be OOG Shaft.
Yeah.
And then OG Shaft and then New Shaft.
And what'd you call it? Baby Shaft?
Baby Shaft.
Yeah, double OG Shaft, OG Shaft, and Baby Shaft. Which Baby Shaft sounded dirtier than I meant it to.
I was like, distance yourselves. Distance yourselves.
It's weird about that because if you guys remember the Shaft, the Sam Jackson Shaft movie, double OG Shaft was in it.
Yeah.
And it's canon of the Shaft franchise because Sam Jackson was his nephew.
Yep.
Wasn't his son. Everyone thought it was his son. It wasn't his son. So I don't know why this is intriguing me so much, but I need to know if this new Shaft is the son of Sam Jackson's character or a nephew. And if he is a nephew, I want to know why all the brothers of Shaft suck and can't have cool kids or can't just be cool enough to be Shaft.
It skips a generation.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Hmm. I just would like them to address why.
This doesn't say. This just says that the franchise newcomer Jesse Usher has the third in the line of illustrious gumshoes.
Ah, they Is it Gumshoe? Why?
I also really, really would like Carl Weathers to be in this movie. Fine, but...
Gumshoes, because they originally started in the 70s.
Yeah. It's a throwback.
Yeah. I guess it'd be a throwback. He just sounds weird. You sound weird. Yeah. I do sound weird, probably.
But I want Carl Weathers to be in it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want them to keep Action Jackson alive.
And they can do an Action Jackson movie.
I want them. I want to be like, Shaft's like, I got to call an old friend, and it's fucking Action Jackson. He's got kids, and we have a series of Action Jackson movies.
I totally
played by Michael B. Jordan.
He's busy.
You're welcome, guys. Nope. You're welcome. I just gave you an Action Jackson starring Michael B. Jordan. It's going to be.
He's busy.
The best thing you've ever seen.
Oh.
The best around.
I thought that's where we're going with that.
No one's ever going to keep you down. Best. Finest audio ever.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, then you got Toy Story 4.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can cry about that.
That was another one. Did you guys want to do like a watch up to that one?
Yeah, it's in June, so we got to start that 3 weeks out, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they're gonna run into each other, right? Are we gonna watch the original Shaft? Are we gonna watch the original Men in Black?
The original
two?
Well,
that's the
not
problem.
That third one.
Well, no, that's not the third one. That's the problem, though, is that
the third one wasn't that bad. The
it was great.
They are
that was better than the second one.
Like Toy Story 4 is obviously a sequel. Is Shaft? So Shaft would be a sequel.
It is a sequel. Yeah.
But what's the what was the other one?
Well, there's in between that.
No, Men in Black.
Oh, Men in Black. Yeah.
Is that technically considered a sequel?
Yeah, it's considered another agency. I don't think it has anything to do.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a direct sequel.
A direct sequel. So in the way that I was
think Will Smith make a cameo in it.
Make it.
Apparently,
no.
I think it was. No, they said Tommy Lee Jones or something was making a cameo because he's listed. Because age like there's a part where like Agent K is mentioned, and then like it's I can't remember what it was. There's someone said like Tommy Jones makes some weird cameo because like, he trained Liam Neeson's character.
Okay.
Oh, he trained Qui-Gon?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
So
Tommy Lee Jones is a Jedi Master?
Yeah, he is.
You told me he's not.
Right?
I won't.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I love more than Tommy Lee Jones? I love crazy Tommy Lee Jones.
From
Under Siege.
I was gonna go Under Siege as well. Yeah. He was so happy about it though. Look at him, he's so excited. He's like
Under But Siege. I low key really love okay, the movie's horse shit, but I get a lot
he
of joy
that guy's throat out, though.
Of seeing No, I'm talking about a different boss. Movie.
He's gonna talk I get about up. The one where he's the cheerleader.
No,
Man of the House, that's what it was.
That was too quick. I don't like that, Cody. It's too quick for you to pull that name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Shit.
But the movie's terrible. Kind of like Under Siege is not that great. But the his Two-Face brings me so much joy to watch how ridiculously dumb and over the top that is.
Yes.
I was like, I love crazy Tommy
Taj must be on Facebook.
More so than anything.
Is he Facebook and shit?
He just found out that Super Dave is gone.
Knock it off.
Huh, knock it off. Toy Story. Apparently there's a Grudge remake.
Grudge?
Yeah, The Grudge.
That scary movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Crying Bugs Bunny. let's see. We're in... Do you want to keep going in July?
Nah.
Okay.
Do the one big one from July. Look at July. Give us the one big one. Because July's usually got one big release, right? No?
And they're both Disney movies, technically. Sort of.
In July?
Spider-Man Far From Home and The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
They are literally 2 weeks apart. First week, Spider-Man. Third week, Lion King. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
You totally look like you had something to say.
Okay, I like that they're redoing these Disney movies, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But also, this is just another animated Lion King movie.
Yes. So, so Disney came out and said, like, so everyone kept calling it the live action Lion King, which obviously it's not.
There's no people.
They call it photorealistic Lion King.
I get it, but
do you see the big thing they announced about it though?
Well,
is they're correcting all the errors that they made in the animated one, so they're making all the animals anatomically correct. I don't know if they're gonna have junk, but like Rafiki's gonna actually look like the the actual monkey he's supposed to look like. They're gonna fix all the disparities in like the plant life. And the way the actual like Africa looks in it.
Okay.
So they're gonna make it literally photorealistic on every level.
You know what? I'm glad because all that shit really took me out of the original.
That's the thing. When I read that, I was like, wait, is that? And then they showed, like, I was reading this article was on Dig, I think, that they showed the animated Rafiki and they showed the one from the new one, and I was like, oh yeah, no, that's that. Wow. Okay. That's a completely different animal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's like, I mean, it was a cartoon.
Yeah, I know, but it was like, oh, it's so weird. And then like
they're aiming for more realism, is what he said.
No, it's cool. I get it, but it's like, of all the old Disney stuff, you could make live action, or you know what I mean? It's like, there's no people in this one. Everyone's just voice acting again. I don't know. It's just weird. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm probably gonna love it. Yeah, but it's just very bizarre to me. It's like, seems like a weird choice.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean...
Because, I mean, like, Jungle Book was old as fuck. Jungle Book came out in, like, what, the 60s? The OG Jungle Book? Or older?
You had, like, an OG Jungle Book, a black and white version.
Well, I mean, the cartoon... He's
talking about the Disney one. I realized you were talking about the Disney one. But which, like, actually, I think was more, like, 70s.
But anyway, it was really old. This one, I mean, Lion King is really old, but like...
Well, Aladdin's around the same.
But you could bring back the entire voice cast, pretty much, of Lion King.
Which is what they kind of did.
No, there's literally one person returning.
Yeah. We talked about this. It's just Vader.
Yeah. I was hoping it'd be like that blind guy from Sandlot.
The blind guy from Sandlot. You guys remember who I'm talking about?
Yeah, he told about Gene Okerman dying too. He's right on top of it. I forgot we were all together when we found that out, so we never texted the chat. The group, so
yeah.
He's feeling left out, and he's letting us know. Our news correspondent Taj letting us up on all that Facebook news.
Right.
On time as always. All right, go to TV shows.
TV shows.
Because I'm very up on my TV shows.
Yeah, you are
currently
you
at this crazy moment.
TV show watching maniac.
A show called Life Below Zero on Netflix is the only thing I've been consistently watching lately.
Is that an Alaskan?
Yes, it is.
Good old boys show.
Yeah, that's the one.
Not good old boys,
isn't it? It's the one about the rednecks in Alaska.
I mean, if they're in Alaska, is it? One of them, the cool one is.
Are there a bunch of old guys in there?
No, it's like four different groups. One's a lady by herself. One's a dude by herself, and then an older couple. And then a regular age couple with a family, and that's all how they survive in Alaska. It's still those
dumb Alaskan shows.
Yeah,
that are all over History Channel.
Love those dumb Alaska
shows.
I love
you and my mom.
Alaska. I want to live in Alaska and shoot bears and eat them.
You can't do that there.
No, you can.
No, I think you can.
No, if you live there and a bear comes on your property and tries to attack you, on your property, shoot the shit out of it.
Yeah, on your property,
and you can hunt bear in certain times of the season. But I want to.
They also pay you for living there.
Ish. Yeah.
I don't know how much.
Probably not a whole lot. But you'd have to divorce Jen because she's not going there.
Oh, this is how we get new Mike.
Oh, is this how we get Black Mike?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Congrats, guys. You've been waiting on this for a while.
Then we can don't have to worry about replacing Taj.
Exactly.
You can get white Taj.
Ugh. So Taj?
Just Taj.
We can say all the shit we want. He's never going to hear it.
Never. He's busy now.
With a kid and all.
He's busy now. He has a perfect amount of time to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got almost 5 years worth of our podcast to listen to. Just saying.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either. Thanks for the support, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. Mike.
Fair enough.
TV shows. I'm looking for new TV shows.
Nope, not going to get any.
New TV shows. Nope.
Mm-hmm. It's riveting audio.
Right?
Nope.
Just a whole lot of nope.
There really isn't a nope. I mean, now, there's a lot of
TV
show.
This year. It's all about movies, son. That's where it's at. Movies coming back.
Thursday, January 10th, Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 7 premieres.
NBC.
Yup.
Well, I don't know about, I mean, obviously, I don't know about broadcast shows, but we do have July 4th.
Well, we have January 19th, which I believe is the premiere date for Punisher Season 2.
Or is it 18th? No, they didn't announce a date for it.
Not technically.
They put out a new trailer. Yeah, a new teaser for it, but they didn't announce a date for it.
That's the rumor is it's supposed to be the 18th.
There you go.
I should say. They haven't officially announced it yet. But yes,
which would be
Stranger
cool.
Things Season
so
3.
So that you can, like, the moment that they drop it, and then they go, and we're getting rid of Punisher on
Netflix. It takes a week. It takes a week. A week after premieres, we're canceling. It's done.
Then they cancel
this
it.
Is it. Hopefully we wrapped up this show. We're not
I
too
still
sure
because
we didn't watch it.
I still love reading about people saying, oh, but Disney says that they could bring it back on their Disney Plus service or whatever.
Which
is
not what they was said. They said they are looking forward to making new long-form content for all things Marvel, including some of our characters
Blade.
We just got back.
Give me a Blade TV show.
Well,
that's how you make this right.
Blade is one of them.
2 years before that they can even make it.
Actually, technically speaking, the Marvel, the Netflix stuff, they can make whenever they want. They just can't make a show called Daredevil. They can have Daredevil in whatever they want.
Right. No. Yeah. But like, that's what I mean. Like, people are thinking that they're just going to take the Netflix show
and make it on.
No, people are dumb, Joe.
Oh no, I realize this.
Yeah, he's
which
well
is
aware.
Why
of that.
I stay off a lot of social media.
Yeah, you're smarter man for it.
Me too. Staying off a lot of social
this
media.
This dude's fucking balls deep in social media.
I'm pretty sure
he posted directly to Facebook.
I don't see
yesterday.
Your phone right now. I'm pretty sure you literally are balls deep in social media right now.
No, balls deep in the Predator.
I don't know if you
wait. That didn't come out right.
It definitely wouldn't come out right.
No.
Hey,
I don't think it'd come out.
Speaking of which, did you see the?
I just the thought of what you're about to bring up just makes me so fucking mad.
Did you see since the Predator?
Yeah, the Predator
came out and they
on physical media.
On physical media, they people have been talking about the bonus stuff on there. And I don't remember the director's name, but whoever directed
it
was it was Shane Black. He posted it on his Instagram account. Ow, that hurt.
Yeah, don't do that.
That they filmed actually three endings for the Predators.
And they picked the shitty one?
Oh,
No. They picked the best of the three.
Yeah.
So the first one that they went through and they shot, they filmed this, is that the sarcophagus opens up and you see that there is a person inside. You see hands move. And originally, they wanted to get Sigourney Weaver to do it, but she wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Or she was busy or something. It was going to be Ellen Ripley in the sarcophagus.
Hmm. So if you think about that right away, you're like, okay, well, that's not terrible. Except for the fact
she would have had a time travel?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
So keep that in mind. They filmed another ending. Sarcophagus opens up, another human inside of there, and she sits up, and you see on the display Elizabeth Jordan, I think is the name. And you're like, well, who the fuck is that? That's Newt from Aliens.
In Sword of Alien 3.
Okay.
She was a corpse in Alien 3.
She's older. She's older now, but it would still be
a
time travel thing. And then the third one is the one that they actually ended up going with.
Oh, yeah. You can see the confusion on Mike's face.
All right, so here's the thing.
So we actually got the best ending.
No, well, yes, but I would have appreciated the effort to tie those movies in.
So here,
more so than a shit suit.
But here's
coming
the,
out at the end.
But here's the problem.
But it wouldn't have made sense. You're right.
I started reading that and I was like, it just said Ripley, and I was like, oh, that's badass. Like,
it's a relative
A relative of Ripley, because you know that this
which
takes
basically
place
means that family
back
is
in the
fucked.
Day.
No.
But then I read that they wanted Sigourney Weaver originally to play it, and it was like, oh no, they wanted Ripley, as in Ellen Ripley.
Well, It could have been Sigourney Weaver, and it could have been old-timey relative.
But literally in the thing, it's saying
that's
they wanted Ellen Ripley.
But then the fact that the next one that they filmed was literally Elizabeth Jordan, and I had to go look it up. I was like, that name does sound familiar, and it's like, no, it's Newt from Alien.
Like, they couldn't just fucking pay Arnold Schwarzenegger $100,000
and have old man
climb
Dutch
out of a fucking pod and say, holy shit, Dutch.
Yeah, right?
They wouldn't have even had to made any more fucking things. I would have been so happy.
They could have literally just ended it with his face as he leans up out of it. And you see it's him, like, just,
yeah.
But, like, all right, we're done.
At this point, I would have settled for Danny Glover.
Right?
Like, that would have been dope.
Yep. Yep.
All right, but I will say I appreciate the idea of trying to tie it in to the other ones better. But those are all... And Shane Black's so good. What the fuck, man?
Apparently, Shane Black just did not know what they were doing with that ending.
I wonder if Shane Black had another thing in his head and couldn't get it.
So he had to work with what he had.
Yeah, because I'm going to give him a pass because he's never fucking has like screwed up, really. Like, everything he's done has been pretty good. So, hopefully. I don't know, man. All sucks.
Yeah. Anyway, what was the next movie?
That was it? We were talking about TV shows.
Can I throw in the fact that they're doing that new Terminator, right? With Linda Hamilton's coming back?
It's still not... It's supposed to be this year, too, right? It's
supposed to be
this year,
rumored
to be this year. And
they're like full-on production right now.
But they still don't have a date.
Yeah, yeah, they're filming and everything. It's getting made. It's not like...
It's getting made, but that's what I'm saying. Is like, it could still be pushed back to next year. Like,
can they do me a solid?
Probably not.
And make the model that they made the T-800 skin out of Dutch? Just fucking do it, man. Like, all three of those
franchises... Oh, it does have a date.
Need to be it?
Together. November 1st.
Was it? Oh.
The nice thing about Tim Miller's doing it, the guy who did Deadpool. That's
I think it's
going to
be good. Because James Cameron has a much more hands-on role in this one, too.
He's full-on producing it.
So yeah. Like, he's dick deep in it. Like, he's upset that these last ones fucked up so hard.
Good.
And he said it in not like that. He didn't say it. He didn't, I'm dick deep in this. Yeah, but he's...
I kind of wish he would now.
I know, right?
Right?
But he has mentioned that, like, the Terminator franchise is something that's near and dear to his heart, and he wants to... veer it back to what he originally saw for everything. So we have old man Arnold in this movie, and the rumors has always been like you've based the Predator or the Predator the Terminator off of the best human hunter because it was a humanoid robot.
Mm-hmm.
And the best human hunter would have been the guy who took out a Predator by himself.
Right.
So it makes too much fucking sense for them not to make Schwarzenegger play Dutch in this movie. Just do it. This is thing that I need to be actual real life movie canon, and I will go back and I will buy all those shitty Predators. I will buy all the Alien movies. I'll buy all those shitty Terminator movies and that horseshit TV show. I'm not going to watch them, but I'll buy them just out of support for making
Jordan. You only have to buy the first two movies and the TV show. Because according to this, the reboot starts off where the first two films in the series left off.
Good.
That's weird that the series is part of it.
Well, because James Cameron produced it.
Yeah, but I don't remember anything about the series.
It was also
actually watch it? You probably
The first episode?
Oh, that counts.
The whole series?
Okay. It was technically a movie long... episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a double.
Let's see.
I'm just saying this to put it out in the world. Just make them Dutch. You're not. You don't really have to even address the fact. I mean, just let them tell a story about one time he lost his whole crew and his name's Dutch. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
So make it right, fuckers.
Yeah, bitches. Make it right.
And also, how dope is it to see Linda Hamilton in something again?
Yeah. Pretty dope. I can't think of the last thing that she's actually been in.
Terminator 2?
Was it?
I don't know. I'm sure she did something else, but I can't think of anything either. All right, well, that's 2019, I guess.
The first half-ish.
Fucking. fucking Predator movie can't just make Dutch come out of the...
Nope, it's impossible.
It's so easy, and then they could have just stopped. I mean, you're not even crossing franchises at that point. You're just tying it back into the original.
Yep.
Too easy. Maybe that's why they didn't do it. They're like, oh, it just makes too much sense.
What?
Cunts.
Has that ever been someone's, like, excuse?
That's just made too much sense.
It may, no, it works, it works too well. It works too well.
I'm pretty sure movie studio heads have said that at some point because they make too many mistakes.
Okay. Speaking of mistakes,
comes naturally.
We actually never did an intro.
I'm Mike.
I'm Joe.
I'm Cody.
Yeah.
We are Comes Naturally. And that's it for this week's episode, everybody.
Yep.
New year. Fucked up the intro.
Do you guys have any?
Don't ask for resolutions.
This is gonna be like a comic book where you have to sit there and try and find the
fucking splash page.
Splash page.
Who the fuck are these guys? The fuck is this?
They never said anything.
I don't know what I'm listening to. They keep rambling about fucking movies and stuff.
Now, I was going to say, main thing that you're looking forward to, like, content media-wise, like, anything in 2019? Video games. Just in general?
Yep.
Just in general.
Video games.
Which, honestly, I'm surprised we don't talk about more.
We will. I
know that.
Well, we're never on the same page with
video
games.
That's what I was going to say, is I know that Cody, more than all of us, has the
time.
No, it's not even the time. It's not the time.
It's not even the time. It's just doing it.
It's the doing it and the finding joy in doing it.
Yeah. Joy in doing it.
Right.
It's the name of Joe's book.
Finding Joy in Doing It.
Yep. I don't know what it's about yet, but that's the title. Joe DiCaria. Finding joy in doing it. The fuck is this book about? They open the back like, there's no blurb. Why is he wearing a fedora? What the fuck's happening?
It's just the back of it. It's just him naked in a fedora with a maple leaf covering his junk.
I thought maybe the fedora's hanging off of it.
No, he's wearing it.
Okay,
he's wearing it.
Yeah, he's wearing it.
Once he gets into being a writer, he gets real self involved and loves himself too much not to wear the fedora.
Or only wears the fedora.
Also, don't wear fedoras, guys.
What?
Don't wear fedoras.
Don't wear fedoras.
Don't wear fedoras.
Wear fedoras ever.
Indiana Jones did it.
Man, don't do it. Anybody now? Don't do it.
Satchel.
Yeah, Indiana Jones had a satchel.
Indiana Jones had a satchel.
Also had a whip.
Yeah.
You're wearing a fedora. You have
and
to have
pistol.
A satchel and a whip.
He had a pistol. Yeah.
If you have everything, you could wear it. But if it's just a fedora, fuck off.
I have everything.
Well,
you have a pistol.
Not at my house, but at his house.
I bring you a pistol.
Pistol.
I get you a pistol. What kind of pistol do you need? It
needs to be a revolver.
All right.
Doesn't need to be,
like a Colt or something.
No, it's a hand ejector Model 2.
Yeah, you nerd. You didn't know that?
I said like a Colt. I don't know what the fuck. Hand ejector. That sounds like Mike in college. Masturbation
Mike
joke.
Going to college.
Yeah.
That's not even the joke. That was even the joke. I just meant that he was in a college masturbating. But yeah. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally. Much like Mike in college.
Love you, Mike.
College years. Not college.
Like Saved by the Bell.